Unit 11. You will hear a high school student interviewing a doctor as part of his research for a project on sleep. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
Thank you for seeing me, Dr. Reed. I've got some questions I need to investigate for my project on the effect of sleep on school students.
OK, well, fire away.
Well, the first thing I'm not sure about is whether people in general are sleeping less than in the past. I've read some reports on the internet which give conflicting information.
It's good to see you are checking your facts. The internet can be unreliable. As you know, today the average person gets about 7.5 hours sleep every night, which is a bit less than the recommended 8 hours. However, without the interference of electric light bulbs and alarm clocks, people usually sleep for 9 hours. And this was the case up to the early part of the 20th century.
I thought so. And is it natural for people to just sleep at night, like most people do now?
If allowed to, we would sleep for 2 periods in the night and get up and do things in the middle. We just don't do that now because of our working days. Also, most people have a tendency to feel sleepy after lunch. But because of the way our days are structured, most of us just have a cup of coffee and carry on, when we should let ourselves have a nap, just for 30 minutes at the most. But a constant need to nap is a sign that people aren't getting enough sleep at night, which is a problem that seems to be getting worse.
I've read that it's a problem that affects teenagers in particular.
That's correct. A lot of teenagers are getting far too little sleep, and there are concerns that this could have a serious long-term impact on their health, but we don't know for sure yet. Researchers are also looking into how far a lack of sleep affects young people with depression. But one study has clearly demonstrated that high school students getting low grades also get on average 1 hour less sleep than students getting A's and B's.
Really? Why do you think teenagers aren't getting enough sleep?
It's an interesting question. It's a problem that seems to affect all teenagers, not just the ones who eat the wrong things and who don't take any exercise. So my feeling is that parents need to take more responsibility. Too many teenagers watch TV in their rooms or play computer games until very late, or they're allowed to go out on school nights.
Some of my friends say they stay up late because they can't get to sleep if they go to bed earlier.
Well, there are things you can do to make yourself feel sleepy. Your brain needs to switch off and relax, so don't have any drinks that contain caffeine, which includes hot chocolate and a lot of soft drinks. Reading a book you know well or listening to a story rather than music should help your brain to relax.
So you shouldn't do your homework just before going to sleep?
Definitely not. Schools should be careful how much homework they set, because working late in the evening doesn't help people to get a good night's sleep. It would be better for schools to stay open for longer so that pupils can do their homework before they get home to avoid this problem. Another thing that some schools have tried successfully is to begin the school day 30 minutes later, which seems like a good idea to me.
Well, that's very interesting. Thank you, Dr. Reed. Just one last question. Is it true that our brains are actively thinking while we're asleep?
Well, our brains are good at sorting information while we are asleep. It's often the case that we wake up having found the answer to a problem that we'd been worrying about the day before. But it's important to write it down immediately, as we can forget it easily.
Great. Thanks very much for your help.